talking to guys said there was still a lot of confidence. They still had a lot of hope. But coming back, winning those two, does it feel like kind of a renewed lease on life, a fresh start in the series?
Oh, I mean, let's be honest. You go down 0-2 at home, you're on life support. That was basically what it was. And guys found a way to claw themselves out. But all this is done, doesn't matter. A series tied 2-2, doesn't matter how you got there. It's still 2-2. So I'm pretty sure everybody knows how pivotal Game 5 is. I'm sure it's going to be no different this series.
Have you seen your team's best? Is there another level you guys can get to?
I think if we played well at some times in this series, we have. Have we responded to situations? You go down in a tough environment 4 minutes into a game, and all we did was take over the next 10 minutes and get the lead. And then it doesn't look like we played that well in the last 7 minutes, but we did. We peeled off all those penalties. So you looked at, come out of that period 2-1, I would say we had a pretty good period. So there's the good. Second's the bad. And then you look at the third period, and it was probably kind of a wash till we got the lead, and then we were fine. So I don't think we played consistent, and that's probably the big thing. Well, let's string together three periods, not one here, take one off, one here. That's what we got to be better at.
How the series is tied in Game 5 support for both teams, but is, can you sense there maybe this pressure may shift a little bit more towards them after what you guys did the last couple of games? And,
I don't know. It seems like in this series the pressure shifts on the home team. With the big glaring 0-4 staring at you. So clearly home ice advantage it's been a disadvantage in this series. Now, in saying that, I'd rather have Game 5 at home. And I believe we'll be a different team here than we showed up in Game 1 and 2.
Do you have to address that, John, to your players, the fact that at home you need to play bare? I don't know.
Well, if I had the answers, I think we would. And I don't think you can ask Barry for answers either. So we're it's for me. We just can't treat. Now that we've gone through four games in this series, why are we treating the home game differently than the road game? Our preparation, what we're doing, and so that's how we're gonna approach things. We're gonna approach things like we're on the road. The one thing is go home and be with your families, but their needs and wants are different than ours. We all want the same thing to happen in the end, but our guys are the ones that are in the trenches, and I think being with the family and everybody, that's important. They're our backbone. Like, I can hardly wait to get home and see my kids, but then it's back to work, and you get to enjoy that little bit of time. It's the part of life that gives you energy. And then you got to take it out on your work and take it out on the Washington Capitals. And I just know we're a different group coming in to Game 5 mentally than we were Game 1.
Alex Killorn hadn't scored since early in the Jersey series, but how had he been playing throughout the process?
Well, Alex is an important part of our team. He's been an important part in many playoff series for us. Would we have liked a little bit more production out of that line? There's no question. The one thing you can sit here and say, well, production. Talk to me how they've been on the penalty kill. Mm-hmm. He's done really well. So some of it doesn't always add up in the point total. But if I'm going to pick apart a little part of his game, he's not shooting the puck enough, which he's got a shot. He's got a great release. He's just not getting him through the net. And it was only a matter of time for him, and the kid's got talent. You can see by that goal he scored last night. That's a goal scorer's goal, and it was it's been good to see. But I don't judge our guys on the points. And he's been playing really well for us.
Coach, the anger you talked about after Game 2, has your team effectively harnessed that with these two wins?
I don't know if harnessing is the word. I don't. Was it anger? Was it a little bit embarrassment? Was it eye-opening? Got to remember, there's another team out there they're going after the same thing you are. So, it was just our mindset and our focus. And I think Game 3 went a lot of miles to help us. did we like the result of game four? Yes. Did we like our complete performance? Probably not. But we feel like we've got a formula to win this series.
You mentioned beyond life support after losing the first two games. Is he sort of guys maybe to panic or to be down or like to look at the big picture of the mountain you have to go? Like, what was the key in the guys keeping that even narrow focus? What about game three?
It's the same guys that put you down 0-2 are the same guys that pulled you out 0-2. And, you know, you can sit here and Monday morning quarterback everything that's gone on, or their mental mindset. It's too bad that we had to go 0-2, but it shows a lot of guts by that team to come out and take game three and four. So, as I said before, it was 2-2. And now it's... doesn't matter how we got here, we got to go get game five.
So much talk about special teams, and mm-hmm. You know, you can put X's and O's all you want about where Ovi likes to stand, where Stammer likes to stand on the power play, but is it easier said than done to keep those guys from being as effective as they are?
Well, you can see that, you know, our power play has been pretty good in this series, and so has theirs. They didn't get one last night. When you've got just weapons all over the place, which both teams do. You can pre-scout, but they're still going to get you somehow. And just look at some of the goals these guys have scored. Just not a lot of guys in the league can do that. And that's probably why these two teams are where they're at right now. But it's a you're just playing with fire if you're just going to keep taking penalties against these guys. And We ran through it last night, but we just can't continue to do that because they're too good.
On a coaching note, obviously you'd rather be here than where you were 12 months ago over at the Worlds, but that experience of coaching Team Canada, you know, they're mm-hmm. going through what they are right now. Did that change you as a coach, as a person? Or are you a different coach than you were 12 months ago?
Well, I don't know if change is a word. Helped me immensely. And I can go back as far as and sit here and say my experience in the World Cup in 2016 as an assistant and, you know, just kind of being around the other coaches then and how things are done. But to be able to run, you know, your own show when you go to Worlds and then surround yourself with Hack and Gerard and Sean Burke and Scotty and all those guys, Ron Hextall, it was amazing for me. And not only that, then you throw in Shifley, McKinnon, Giroux, you go down the list and you learn from those guys. And it was a wonderful experience. But when I came back from Worlds, I think I'd taken a step in my coaching career, and I think that's helped. Whatever's happened since then, it's really propelled me to be better.
So do you take a sneak and see what's going on over there?
For sure. I watch it. I watch all the time. Like, I love the tournament. And as I said, it's Hockey Canada was so good to me, and afforded me that opportunity. And, you know, I truly believe that, you know, if I've done anything well this year, it's a big part of that helped me. But I'm pulling for those guys, and, you know, everybody was all, you know, especially, you know, when O'Reilly scored that goal the other night. He was a big part of us at Worlds last year, and I've got a lot of time for that kid, and I was so happy he scored. So anyway, pretty excited for the guys.
You guys have struggled to get a lot of pucks to Holtby for a lot of this series. How important is it to make him work harder and see more shots, and how do you do
that? Well, part of that too is just momentum. And the big issue for us is not shooting the puck enough. You know, I think Washington's done a really good job. Is this, they'll throw pucks at the net and then go get the rebounds. And we're looking a little bit more, oh, let's get it, let's move it around. It's possession time, let's throw it behind the net, and all of a sudden we're out of the zone. And then it kind of gets a little contagious when, well, let's make their goalie have to work. And we've done it on special teams, obviously, but we need to do a little bit better 5-on-5.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks. 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 Thanks.
Thank you, Coach.
Appreciate it.